This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Since we poked the topic and it kind of exploded, a lot of people started talking about it, and some people started throwing out some things about LGBTQ in Palestine and saying that the LGBTQ movement has been the biggest allies to the Palestinian cause. And what will we do without the LGBTQ movement supporting our Palestinian cause? First of all, the genocide's still going on. Let me remind you that. So whatever support has been provided thus far, it has not stopped the genocide. So there's not a situation where we feel like we're indebted to anybody. Second of all, if someone is going to support the liberation and the honor and the dignity of anybody else, it has to be with no strings attached. It has to be because it's the right thing to do. It is not a quid pro quo. This is not a transaction where they are trading their support for our support for their issue. That is not how this works. And the third issue, and this is brought up multiple times, and we'll say it again. If you go to Palestine and you ask the average person on the street, would they accept this type of thing? Would they accept these ideologies about sexuality and gender that are very, very popular on the left? The overwhelming response would be no. The groups on the ground that are trying to resist the occupation as best they can, what would their be response to these ideologies and these groups? Would they support their ideologies? No. So if you want to support the cause because it's the right thing to do, you're welcome no matter who you are. But don't for a second think that you're going to impose your values on the same people that you're supposedly trying to liberate and help in the first place. That is not allyship. It's not. It's actually a type of colonization and a type of imposing and imposition and domination. And we'd rather honestly not have your help if that's what it's going to be. What some people have tried to say, unfortunately, some very westernized academics and even some westernized Muslims have attempted to try to eke out an argument. Actually, the Quran isn't against same-sex actions, and actually it isn't, and the Qawm of Lut story has been misinterpreted, and this all has been, first of all, it's borrowed from Christian apologetics. Second of all, it's been dealt with multiple times. There was someone who named Scott Kugel who attempted to make this argument a decade or two ago, and Mubin Vaid completely demolished it. If you haven't seen it, go online, Mubin Vaid, V-A-I-D, completely demolished any attempt of Quranic revisionism. Right, which is attempting to act as if, mashallah, in 2024, you're the first person to understand this Quran. You're the first person to understand this Quranic verse or the story of Lut in a new way. Wow, Allahu Akbar. 1400 years of people interpreting and understanding this have all been wrong. The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to your logic, okay, didn't understand this verse properly. Think about how dangerous that is. Our shahada, need I remind you, is La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. We take guidance from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't take guidance from you. So I don't care who comes in 2024 and tells me that everybody or implies that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam misunderstood the story of Lut in the Quran or misunderstood the guidance that Islam has or the Sharia has on gender and on sexuality, then you should question your shahada and the validity of your shahada. And we're not making takfir, that's not our business. But you should really, really check yourself rather than point to us and make us seem like we're, what do they call us? Islamic fundamentalists, I think that's what they called us. I mean, mashallah. If believing in Islam makes us a fundamentalist, then I guess if the shoe fits, who are our real allies? And do allies sometimes do more damage than good? Do allies, people who tell us that they are supporting us, actually hold us back and stop us from the work that actually needs to be done, either through distraction or through dividing and conquering or for anything else? Two things happened this week that are super, super important to this conversation. One, let's bring it up. Mark Ruffalo, somebody who has been very supportive of Palestine, he made a comment this week where, here we go, Project 2025 is not a game, he says. It's white Christian nationalism. It's the Sharia law of Christian crazy people who aren't Christian at all, etc., etc. But, okay, what we see here, we have somebody who has spoken in support of Palestine, however, who has used Sharia law as a euphemism for something oppressive and barbaric. Now, Sharia, the Sharia is something that the vast majority of Palestinians believe in and support 100%. Okay? Yes. Even some of the Christians and the Jews. I hate to break it to the people who play identity politics and ask us to say like, oh no, but you're erasing the Christians. Oh no, but you're erasing the Jews. I know Palestinian Christians who said that life was much better for them under Sharia than whatever else has been going on since. Okay? So understand that when we have an ally that steps out of line or someone who has spoken up on Palestine, but they need to be educated, then you have to have some sort of accountability structure to educate them. I say, yo, Mark, and many people did. They say, hey, Mark, listen, we appreciate your support of Palestine, but you're not going to throw the Sharia under the bus. No, you don't get to support Palestine at the expense of entrenching anti-Islamic sentiment, right? Like that, those two things don't go together. Okay, so this is a very, very important thing that we have to keep allies in check. The Prophet ﷺ made alliances with people, but those alliances had accountability measures. When the different tribes within Medina actually they betrayed the Muslims, there were accountability measures that held them in check and even punished them if they were to step out of line. An ally, quote unquote, without accountability sometimes, if not all the time, is worse than having no ally at all.